Voice Marketing Radio Network. Now, the man who put the positive in feedback and the woman who put the broad back in broadcasting, eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
And thanks for joining us for this week's edition of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. This segment is brought to you by BULQ, Bulk, the new way to source liquidation goods. If you're listening live today, it's February 25th, 2016. And if you're listening in the archives, this is show number 410. We're here to hear from you, so give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30, otherwise known as 888-723-4630.
And Griff, if for some reason they're shy or they can't call in, what do you suggest?
There's the Contact Us link.
On the bottom of your eBay radio player.
That's right.
And that gets you right into the show with email. So either one of those. Of course, we prefer calling because we love to hear your warm, fuzzy voice. Hey, Griff, there's been a change in the chat board I want to kind of tell you about.
Yeah.
In the past, whenever I went into the chat room, a little box came up and made me sign into eBay.
Right.
Which is fine. Now that box does not come up.
Great.
And I could not get in. And then I realized, well, let me try signing in. So, you know, over to the left where you sign in or sign out. So I signed in over to the left. So I just want everybody to know that's having trouble in the last few weeks getting into the chat room. This is the reason. So what you have to do now is you come to our chat board and you get there by clicking on the big archives. Excuse me. It's underneath the archives on demand and the listen live buttons. Underneath, there are a whole bunch of threads. One of them says, today, Ask Griffin Lee, number 410, chat board. So all you have to do is click on that, and you will join us in the chat board. But you have to sign in over to the left. It's kind of complicated, Griff. But we're hoping for the best. What can I tell you?
Yeah.
So congratulations are in order to Hal Lawton and Jordan Sweetenham.
Yes, they became top-rated sellers.
They did.
It was reported in the milestone was reported in a recent eBay for Business blog post. Jordan said, "Over the past year, I and other members of the eBay leadership team have begun to see what it takes to become a top-rated seller. Hal Lawton and I are incredibly proud for the first time this month to stand among your ranks." And Hal posted an article on LinkedIn about his journey to top-rated seller, concluding by saying, "Standing with the best of our seller community as a top-rated seller is an honor that I don't take lightly, and I know that getting recognized once doesn't mark the end of my journey. Just like so many of our customers, I'll have to work at it, but I'm up for the challenge. Kudos to these two top-rated eBay executives. Congratulations, Hal and Jordan."
Oh, that's so wonderful. We're excited about that.
Good for them. They'll learn some things.
Good for them, and we're trying to get them on the show, by the way.
Okay.
So if they come on the show, one of the questions I want to ask is, so guys, while you were going through this process and listing and things, did you find any things that you felt were frustrating that you want to change? You know, I want to ask them that. Because, you know, when you're down there in the trenches, listing, you may run into a little issue here or there that you may want to ask eBay about. And they are eBay, so.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see what they think and how they feel about it. The listing process, the whole flow, and how they feel about it. So, Griff, what's going on in your life today?
Let's see. What's going on in my life? I've got work here. Some stuff that's going on. I've got some listing to do this weekend. I bought some stuff, and I have to keep my promise, which is when I buy stuff, I have to list it. I can't just let it sit in a bag. And what else?
Like the rest of us do, which is to buy stuff and put it on our listing bench. And then start listing the new stuff instead of the old stuff.
Well, that too, but that's deliberate on my part, because I'll get through the old stuff, but I'm I can't stop from buying new stuff. So the
you
new stuff
list
is getting
right
listed. Yeah, it's getting listed right away, right?
Griff, we have an email here.
Yes.
And it's from Kyoto, Japan.
Oh.
And it says, long-time listener, first-time emailer.
Oh.
I listen to your archive shows as often as I can. Would love to call in sometimes, though. Got to fix that whole time difference mess.
Oh, no.
I appreciate the radio program you make available for all of us eBay sellers. I have a question that might apply to other international eBayers that listen to the show. Now, Griff, I don't know if you can answer this question, but maybe you can.
I'll try.
Okay. With the new seller standards from February 20th, I noticed that I have top-rated seller status. Hooray!
Yes.
This top-rated seller status shows up when I go to the seller dashboard, mm-hmm. access the region drop-down menu, and select global.
Right.
However, my default region setting seems to be set as USA. Unfortunately, I'm not considered a top-rated seller under the USA region requirements. So my question is it possible to switch my default region? Or am I looking at this completely incorrectly?
So what was his region again? He's from, where does he sell from?
He says, I'm a U.S. citizen.
He's a U.S. citizen.
Living in Japan, and I created this selling account and linked PayPal account after moving here. I've tried searching online for an answer, but when I search these specific keywords, I only come across information related to the global shipping program.
So I'm not sure. Did he register on eBay.com? But there's no real eBay Japan site.
I am going to
He has to send this to me.
I'm going to forward this to you, okay?
Yeah, right.
And maybe you can help this fellow out.
Right.
I kind of get what he's talking about, but...
Yeah, I don't think...
Who knows how to fix it, you know?
Yeah.
We don't know. So, okay, so what's coming up here now is the product identifiers.
Yes,
on what day, the 29th?
Yes, so it starts on Monday 29th. That product identifiers will be required for all new and good until canceled listings of new and manufactured refurbished items in a number of additional categories. So if you have GTC listings in these categories, your listings will not be automatically renewed unless you update them before February 29th. Any good till canceled listings not updated will end on their calendar renewal date on or after February 29th, and they'll need to be recreated or relisted as new listings. And in those cases where they're relisted, their previous sales history, if they were multiple quantity fixed price listings, won't be carried along. So, and they must include product identifiers or the does not apply designation. So you can use my eBay or the bulk listing or editing tool to find out which of your listings are missing these critical product identifiers. Then update your at-risk listings now using your preferred listing tool. So to learn more, you can watch eBay's how-to video hosted by yours truly, read the recent eBay for Business blog post, and check out the frequently asked questions linked from the announcement board. Just go to announcements.ebay.com and click on the announcements link at the bottom of most, or click on the announcement link on the bottom of most eBay pages. So don't panic about this. It's important to do it.
And don't fall apart.
Don't fall apart, but it's important to do this work.
Oh, here's some inside dish from eBay headquarters.
Oh.
In his recent LinkedIn article on becoming a top-rated seller, you know, we were just talking about Hal Lawton.
I do.
He said, when I started at eBay, we began a small competition among the North America leadership team.
Right.
We challenged ourselves to buy and sell actively. And we've set up a competitive leaderboard that reflects in real time how much eBay buying and selling leaders are actually doing. By using our platform and living the brand, we're able to better connect with our customers and to each other. And he also confesses the best part, and boy, the best part of selling on eBay, it's fun and addictive. Now, like all addicts, I'm on a mission to get everyone else hooked, too.
Well,
go
that's
for
the best
it, Hal.
News.
Yay.
Yeah, that's very good news.
That's good. There are two live auctions happening today, Griff.
Really?
You can find all the details at ebay.com/CLT/collectibles-live. Why? Why me, Lord?
I don't know.
It's
Why not
two
you?
Lines long.
So you can go there by going to ebay.com and on the look for the collectibles and art category link on the top of the page.
Okay.
Hover over that. And then a pop-up window shows up, and there's a link to live auctions.
Thank you. There are quite a few live auctions today, but two in particular stir the imagination.
And which ones would
those be? One is offered by Doyle of New York.
Oh, I know. Yeah, Doyle's.
Jewelry and contents of abandoned safe deposit boxes.
Ew.
You know that must include some glorious swag.
Yeah.
The other is a government vault liquidation, and the eclectic items on offer range from a 1940s Rockola jute box, an original Disney serigraph, to vintage Rolexes and more jewelry. All bidding starts at $1 for those liquidation items. So everything that's going on live, learn how to bid and sign up for those updates. If you go to the page that Griff just told you about, get there through collectibles, you'll find it. I'm also going to type out on the break this very long link.
Okay.
But very long link. It's just not radio. These links are not radio friendly. They're so online friendly.
When I lived in New York in the 80s, I used to, most of the work I did was in apartments on the Upper East Side or the Upper West Side, but I would take a break during the day and go to different thrift stores and antique shops, and there was always Doyle's, because Doyle's used to run two different types of auctions. They'd have their regular high-end, and then they had, and I forget the name of it, where they had the kind of lower-end stuff, but it was where you could find real treasures. So I bought a lot of stuff at Doyle's back in the day there.
Oh, well.
Not that
we're
apropos
from
to
an old
nothing.
Friend today.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I don't know if any of those people are still around.
Give us a call, people.
This segment was brought to you by BULQ Bulk. We'll be back in a moment. Call us at 888-723-4630 here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You work hard to get customers in the first place and to keep them happy. You want to be all you can be as a seller. You source products, do your research, and list. Good job. Now, let's talk about the quality of your packing and shipping. That's where Bubble Fast comes in. Bubble Fast ensures you have the very best containers made from the sturdiest products, along with top quality packing materials at really decent prices delivered right to your door. Owners Robin and Mark have been eBay sellers for years, and Bubble Fast is their labor of love, all to ensure other eBayers can have the most useful shipping supplies to support their businesses. Heck, they even answer the phone themselves. Their service and reliability and the range of their products makes you exactly the kind of eBay seller you want to be. Go to BubbleFast.com right now to see the full spectrum of what they offer. That's BubbleFast.com.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
eBay certified provider John Slocum has been helping you sell on eBay since 1998. His most recent creation is 6-Bit Software, and now there's 6-Bit 2.0. John listened to your requests for new features, so 6-Bit does everything you need in a listing tool, from creating and uploading listings to shipping and leaving feedback right from your desktop. Plus, it works faster and better than ever. 6-Bit 2.0 gives you improved inventory management, faster data entry, batch editing, and more import options, along with the custom fields you ask for. 6-Bit 2.0 also incorporates all the newest eBay feature upgrades, including product identifiers. John even improved the picture editor and came up with ways for you to store more photos yet have a smaller database. Try 6-Bit 2.0 free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Campaign Go, helping you master your sales. Tell us how you're meeting the new seller standards at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Are they working for you well? Did you get your top-rated seller status back or not? We want to hear from you, 888-723-4630.
All right, we've got some email here.
Yes.
Good afternoon, Lee. I don't even know who it's from. It came in such an unusual situation.
Is it a Nigerian
here.
Prince offering us some money?
Oh, yeah. No, 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 no.
Tell
no.
him we have no. enough. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I already got my check from him. I was really surprised. Actually, $84,000. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, and you cashed it, didn't you?
I did.
No, you didn't.
Okay, here's what it says. It yeah. says they want listing, dish, and advice.
Okay.
So, first of all, why don't we go to the item number?
Let's do that.
That would help.
Yes.
Okay, the item number is 2014-7384-1943.
Okay.
So, again, that is 2014-7384-1943. So we'll go to the item number first, but let me read the rest of the email. So
all right,
hold on
yeah.
a minute. Let me get to it here.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Good afternoon, Lee, Griff, John, and E-Betsy.
Yes.
I was hoping for a listing dish and some advice.
Okay.
Our ID is Finding Treasure Paw 3.
Yeah.
And store is Finding Treasure Shop. The question is regarding one-day handling, which I always strive to do.
Okay.
If a sale comes in on, say, Monday night at 8:30 p.m.
Yes.
And I get up for work at 3 a.m. on Tuesday.
Right.
And don't make the label till I get home Tuesday at 6:30 p.m.
Right.
And it goes into postal system on Wednesday morning. Would that be considered 1 or 2 day handling?
That's 2 day handling.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Is there assumed, you know, what that word makes you and me? Work hours for eBay sellers. Love everything the team does. Oh, his name is Alan Wilkes.
Hi, Alan. Thanks for the question. Yeah, there is some confusion about that. In fact, I contributed to the confusion a few weeks ago in an answer I gave that was incorrect, which was that the question came in is, when it comes to shipping, does eBay use the eBay's time zone, Pacific, or does it use the seller's? And I, for reasons I'm not going to say, said the sellers, but the information that I received was wrong, so I corrected that. It's actually as eBay, which means that if you're living on the East Coast and you're in the Eastern time zone and you sell an item and you sell it at, let's say, this is the question was sort of like this, at 2:30 a.m. Eastern, which would be 11:30 p.m. on the West Coast and Pacific time, then you have to get and you have 1 day handling, then you have to get the item in the mail that day. So if you sell it on a Monday at 2:30 a.m. Eastern time, and it has 1 day handling, then you have to get it in the mail that day. So this caused a little bit of a conversation in the chat about, well, you know, that doesn't seem fair, one day. And I want to, so when you're thinking about this, I want you to stop thinking about when do I have to get it in the mail to make it 1 day and think, when do I have to get this in the mail to make the buyer absolutely happy? So if the item had sold at 7 o'clock your time, on Sunday night, say, at Eastern time, you'd still Yeah, and you can't bring it to the post office that night. You're still going to have to either pack it that then or in the morning and get it in the mail. So I think we're splitting hairs here when we talk about, you know, when do I have to get it in? I want sellers to stop, if possible, stop thinking about what you have to do to make eBay happy and start thinking about what you have to do to absolutely delight and surprise and make your buyer happy. So if you say one day handling, get it in the mail the next day. If you can get it in the mail the same day, all the better. Not because you're making your eBay is going to like require you to do so. You're making eBay happy. You're not making us happy, but you will be making your buyer happy. And in the end, that's what it all counts. That's what counts.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well put.
I hope so.
So every election cycle brings with it some unique collectibles. We're going to be looking at those in a few minutes. But first of all, I think we should go on and dish this listing.
Yeah, it's interesting.
For this gentleman.
There's some interesting points to this listing.
Okay. So let's, why don't you read the title first and tell us what you think?
It's a small scale Christmas in New England Santa Best 1994 Victorian style house. So it's like one of those little houses that you might see if you were doing a train set in a winter village, like a Lionel train set.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's meant for that, but you could use this for just about anything. And it looks like it's representative of a Victorian, slightly Gothic stone house. There's a pine tree and windows. It's very cute. It's kind of house you'd like to live in or haunt, either way. And let's see. Hold on a second.
Okay. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30.
I'm not quite sure. So let me look at the box here. Christmas in New England is the brand. Santa's Best 1994 Victorian-style house. Not thinking right off the top of my head, I'm trying to think, is there other words that you could put in here that would help get people to look at this? Because I think if the people are looking for the brand Christmas in New England, they're going to find it. But I'm just trying to think if there's better. Like, does this have a...
It's hand-painted.
Yeah. Does it have... I'm trying to find by looking at the photos for the box.
Let me tell you what... the one thing that's left off that is bothering me that,
what's that?
Might answer one of our questions.
Yeah.
What is the size?
Well, we're going to get to that because that actually is...
Because my brother has this little train town he's setting up.
Yeah.
Is this too big? Is this right. Just right? What is this?
Right. You know? So maybe the size would be helpful, or the scale at the very least. I'm looking at both sides of the box that he's provided, and except for what may be, I don't know what the number on the price sticker is.
Oh, wait a minute. Here's a question. Under questions and answers about this item?
Yes, but we'll get there.
Okay.
We'll get there. Don't worry.
Okay,
get there.
I'm excited. Go ahead.
All right. Well.
So get on with it.
So not sure about the title, whether it could use some words, but I'll say it's okay for what it is now, being not an expert in this field of collectibles. Photos are really nice. Really good photos.
Really good photos.
They're easy to see. They're in focus. You got all aspects of the item.
Very impressed.
I would like to see the bottom. So there's no photo showing the bottom. I'd like to see that if I'm going to buy this. You might want to add a photo of the bottom of it.
Okay.
But I like seeing it in the box and out of the box. Very good work. Good quality.
Okay. So as far as we know, we're going to say the title's okay because we don't know what else to add.
Yeah, we don't know what else
to
add.
And the pictures we give an A+ to. They're really good.
So in the item specifics, you could have added like brand, even if it's not set as a default. And I think that's a good thing to do. We talk about the reason why. Primarily for mobile, because if somebody's looking at this page on a mobile device, anything that you put in for item specific is featured very prominently on that mobile page. So the brand of the item, Christmas in New York, mm-hmm. would be great. And then we're going to get to the description because there's an item specific that's missing from this whole thing. And your description just says the title and nothing else. And there's no indication of size, material.
Nothing.
Nothing about your shipping, return. There is that probably on the tab, but we like to see that on the page as well. It's your return policy. So your return policy is a little odd because it says you have a return policy, 30 days, money back, buyer pays return shipping, and then your return policy states all products are examined and described as accurately as possible. However, we can make mistakes or miss flaws from time to time. We are happy to return any item that is not accurately described or if the item doesn't fit. Items may be returned within 30 days for a refund. You can easily return through eBay's return system. Please contact us if you're disappointed with the product. This allows us the opportunity. There's too much here. As a buyer, I would get very suspicious about what my experience is going to be with you if I buy the item and decide it's not working for me. My advice, you don't have to follow this, but my advice and my experience and the experience anecdotally and direct observation with other sellers is that a generous return policy is the best course of action. If you're willing to take returns, just say, I take returns. Thank you very much. I actually say I'll pay for return shipping as well. I have a very low return rate. So it's not an issue for me financially, or for the business financially. But when you got all of this, what looks to me, this to me, and I think it will be to buyers, is a way of saying, if you want to return an item, get ready to jump through some hoops. So I always ask sellers, what are you trying to avoid? And they said, we don't want to take a return for buyer remorse. And I said, so what you want is you want to be able to say, tough cookies, you bought it, it's yours. I don't care if you're unhappy. You have no right to be unhappy. That's what that kind of return policy says to a buyer. Your dissatisfaction is not valid to me, and it's not, and I'm not going to address it. And that's no way to be in business. So I advise sellers, and we'll talk more about this when we get back, to have a better return, a good return policy that takes items back if the buyer's not happy.
We'll finish dishing Alan's listing when we come back.
888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin.
Hello, eBay seller. We're the new kid on the block. We know when you source smarter, you sell better. That's a fact. So we've created a new service for eBay sellers. We're Bulk, spelled B-U-L-Q, but pronounced Bulk. At Bulk.com, we offer you a new, more comfortable way to buy wholesale goods. Our products come from major U.S. retailers who like to move excess, open box, customer returns, and salvage inventory quickly. Our pallets offer a complete manifest of every item, so you know exactly what you're getting. And some pallets are as low as $200, so you can start small and grow with us. Rest assured, we stand behind the accuracy of our manifests in both condition and composition. And we even handle the shipping to your home or office. Visit us at Bulk.com and browse our pallets like any new kid on the block. We want to meet you. Bulk.com. That's B-U-L-Q.com. The new way to buy liquidation goods.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Nothing sparks more sales than a good markdown. Whether it's putting items on sale or just accepting a best offer, Campaign Go makes markdowns easier and more effective than ever. With 3 eBay-compatible and certified applications developed by sellers for sellers, Markdown Guru automates the process of choosing items to put on sale using multiple filters. Campaign Go's Sales Reports tool lets you track revenue from your markdown items. You can see how many sold and for how much, and how that contributed to your bottom line. Best Offer Advisor gives you all the data you need to be smart about accepting, declining, or countering a best offer, all in a single email. With Campaign Go, you can sell more, sell faster, and work less. eBay Radio listeners get a 90-day free trial if you sign up before June 30th. Go to CampaignGo.com.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it. Value it. Price it.